In the coastal town of Pacifica, south of San Francisco, whole apartment buildings now stand condemned and teetering at the edge of the sandstone cliffs above the surf. On the Sonoma coast, at Gleason Beach, between Bodega Bay and Jenner, some of the homes once clustered along the head disappeared years ago, while others were destroyed more recently, says Tennis Wick, director of Sonoma County's Permit and Resource Management Department.
In my tenure here, which is a little over 2 years, we've condemned two homes, and those homes have been demolished. They had been undermined to the point where they were no longer safe to inhabit and were in danger of falling into the ocean. And we continue to monitor homes in the Gleason Beach area.
That's being done by a PRMD inspector who visits the area weekly.
He's looking for cracks in Highway 1 where buildings might be literally pulling the roadway closer to the ocean. He's looking for significant fissures in the rocks, any displacement that's visible in the structure from the roadway that might indicate that the underlying support is threatened.
Such a threat is pretty much inevitable, says Gary Griggs. He's a coastal geologist and faculty member at UC Santa Cruz, whose 2015 article, Lost Neighborhoods of the California Coast, included a section on Gleason Beach. The problem there, he explains, lies in the composition of the seaside bluffs.
The rocks that underlay the cliff there, there's a group of rocks in California called the Franciscan Formation, and it's basically old seafloor material, deep ocean stuff, a mixture of some very hard rocks and some very weak rock. Where you have the hard rocks, we get these sea stacks and little islands offshore or along the beach that protect that particular area, but in between, there's this heavily broken up and sheared material that's very erodible.
Griggs has been casually monitoring the Gleason Beach neighborhood for several decades, with a degree of amazement.
I've always wondered, why would you have built on this very narrow strip adjacent to Highway 1? There's no place to move back. They put their septic tanks on the beach behind these concrete seawalls, which probably wasn't a great idea either. If you looked at that site today, you'd never build a house there.
Quite right, agrees Tennis Wick.
We're much smarter about it now. Now with the enactment of the Coastal Act, this type of development is no longer permitted. And you see out there the preliminary work that's going on to move Highway 1 back from the ocean, because we know it's only a matter of time before not only the homes are undermined, but the road itself.
That's the only new construction still likely to happen on that section of the coast.
Caltrans is preparing an environmental impact report and applying to both the State Commission and to the County of Sonoma for permits to relocate the highway inland.
Meanwhile, Rick says, county safety inspectors are also monitoring other homes and areas along the Sonoma coast as well.
Gleason Beach is the one we're most concerned with because there's just so little land and it's literally a vertical drop to the beach. There are other homes that over time will be subject to erosion issues, but they have a lot more land between them and the current beach.
That includes some of the houses in the Salmon Creek neighborhood. But there, the concern is a little different.
It's being at a lower elevation to start. It's more of a concern of climate change and sea level rise than cliff erosion.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.